This is the Blockchain Billions podcast with your host, Henrik De Geer.
Today I'm speaking with John Chow. John, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having me.
John, who are you and what do you do?
So I'm co-founder and CEO of Btoken, which is building decentralized Airbnb. And before starting Btoken, I was leading the security and fraud team at Uber.
How are you involved with the blockchain?
So I've been involved with the blockchain since 2012 when I first discovered the technology. And since then, I've been progressively increasing my involvement with it, at first starting with passive investments and then becoming more active investments, and finally being able to leave my day job in order to focus on cryptocurrency full-time and build Btoken.
What are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
Right. So I feel like the biggest successes of the blockchain are both ideological and technological. So on the ideology side, it's extremely interesting for decentralization to occur because traditionally the power has always been controlled by the select few. And that's either through venture capital or through banks, through big companies, and the list continues. And finally, that's been able to be passed down to people. And so that's the ideology aspect. And the technology aspect is extremely interesting that you're able to perform peer-to-peer transactions without a middleman by using this open ledger or blockchain. Because before, there was always a central entity that would take a cut in exchange for its service, and blockchain is the first one that is community-driven that allows peer-to-peer transactions without a middleman. While the successes of blockchain have been great, there are also some difficulties or failures of the blockchain, one of them being scalability. For blockchain, the technology is so early that despite the advances of Bitcoin and Ethereum, they're still limited to less than 10 transactions a second. I think Bitcoin is 4 to 5 and Ethereum is 7. And for any real world use case, it's still very difficult to use the blockchain at this scale.
John, in your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
So, like I was talking about before, blockchain has the ability to allow peer-to-peer transactions without a middleman. One of the most exciting parts that I'm passionate about is seeing all of these peer-to-peer networks where the network grows with the participants as they all work together and they all gain the benefits by being token holders.
John, how will people make money with blockchain?
I think the most interesting part about blockchain is that incentives are aligned. So even though when you tokenize an economy, you're able to give everyone in the network, whether it's the people participating or the people creating or the investors, give all of them tokens so that everyone is incentivized to create the network together. Because the tokens themselves, if you increase the value of the network, naturally would also be able to pay for a lot of parts.
And finally, John, what advice would you like to share with people interested in the blockchain?
Yeah, so definitely read up on the blockchain and please check out our project, which is tackling decentralized Airbnb at www.btoken.com, B as in BEE. And that's it.
Well, thanks, John.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.